Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Naked Departure Talk Show. This show is live and interactive, and we invite the audience to join the discussion. You can call into the studio by clicking on the Skype button which appears on the show page, or by calling us on 1-914-205-5805. Alternatively, you can post your questions or comments in the chat room, which also appears on the show page. Thank you for tuning in. The management of Naked Departure Talk Show does not represent, endorse, or validate any views, opinions, products, or services promoted on this show.
Good morning. This is Sherry Veronica, and it is October 12, 2016. Welcome into the studio. I am alone today, and I will be handling everything on my own, and I can tell already that something is kind of sort of off, but we will continue because I am on Blog Talk and other streams. So if you are looking at nakeddeparture.com, you will see that there are many other avenues. There are alternate streams. You can go to the Listen Live area on the nakeddeparture.com website, or you can go to the chat area and you can see that we will be streaming. In fact, you can even go to the latest blog that we have, and we have all the information you need. My web designer is a genius, and he does want me to get on the radio often, more often than I do, because it is blogging and talking. So, you know, everyone is in tune with what's going on. So let's get to the first subject. We wanted to talk about, there's a movie on Netflix, and I'm sure that a lot of people have that particular carrier on their phones. A lot of people have Netflix on their personal computers, on their laptops, whatever you call it, but it is something that is pretty popular. It's something that is pretty much inexpensive, and on that particular modem, there is a movie. It's not a movie, it's more documentary, and it goes way, 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 way back into past events of civil rights and Jim Crow. And these are probably words that people in Barbados may not know, but it's something that is important to know. It's very, very important to know. The 13th Amendment, in essence, is saying that black people are not human beings. That's what we're getting from the 13th Amendment. They're saying that a black person is three-fifths of a person, and the 13th Amendment was supposed to take care of all the ills, all the slavery, all the segregation. The 13th Amendment was supposed to make everything better for black people, but it didn't. They're saying that the 13th Amendment did not eradicate, it did not take off the book, slavery. The 13th Amendment was not ratified in a lot of states. For example, we have in, and these are things that people send me, we have in that in Florida, for example, slavery was never abolished there. So if you are born in Florida, you are a slave to the state. When you if you attempt to take a child out of the state of Florida, you can have a battle not only from a kidnapping or whatever other point of view it may be, it can also be looked at as you are stealing a slave, because in that particular state, they never eradicated off their books, they never emancipated, they never made it illegal to own a slave. And like I said, this particular documentary is being watched because I got little tidbits in from different people, and it's something that we have noticed, I have noticed in the islands. And we also know from listening to the professor at the University of the West Indies and other elders, other people that are watching things and people that want to know, people that want to spread information. We also know that some people can look at some Barbadians and see a sub-race, a sub-species, a sub-something about them. And the way you recognize this is just the way they treat other people. It's just simple. You do not have to have a degree in rocket science. It's very simple. It's the way some people treat other people that belong to the same neighborhood, the same race, the same country. It's just the way they treat each other that almost seems as though they're not human. Because when you talk about human, you attribute intelligence and you set them above animals. But there are some people that you meet, especially in certain places that where that you had slavery, and it was a slave colony, it was slavery full-fledged. When you go to places that there was no hiding, there was no room to hide, you were a slave. You were born from a slave. You were born into slavery. And if you're living now, you're a descendant of that. You can see the remnants of what happened in this place that they called a lab, that is also known as Barbados. So when we hear in the United States that even some of the Barbadians came over to South Carolina with that same mindset, and we hear that the 13th Amendment, although it was supposed to pacify and make everyone feel as though they were human and had a voice, we're hearing and we are seeing a lot of slave movies being made, a lot of documentaries, and it's coming back up in our consciousness that Martin Luther King knew he was a man who sacrificed on behalf of his people. And it showed that he knew something. He understood it quite well. He understood the world that he lived in very, very well. And when you do understand, when you have an understanding of something, you don't need to dress up anymore. You don't need to dress up anything anymore. Once you understand the situation you're in, you can almost go naked, because the only thing that you have to hold on to, the only thing that would ease your mind and ease your troubled soul, and the only thing that can set your mind straight and have you even want to live, even have you thinking about living in a world that is so twisted, the only thing that would make you feel good at a certain junction in this path they call hell or earth, if you want to use that euphemism, but the only thing that you have that you can embrace and you can depend on that will never disappoint you is truth. truth. You don't need to dress it up. You don't need a big house to put it in. You don't need a big car. You don't need a bank account. Once you understand truth of the matter, truth of the way white people see you, truth of the laws that govern you, you can just relax. Just relax yourself, because there's nowhere to go except to leave. That's it. You just need to eat, have some shelter, and you keep a low profile, and you occupy yourself in your garden. You get a hobby. Maybe you go fishing. You know, you stay away from people. You don't aggravate, agitate. You just take it easy. Live a simple life. And right there on your left and right shoulder, front and back, you know, in the top of your mind, the tip of your tongue, truth. Truth is your only companion. And that's what's happening again with this upsurge, with this recounting, with this looking back at what happened, Jim Crow, slavery, Civil War, World War II, with them looking back at things, with them looking at the penal system, not only here in America, everywhere. It's just black people, incarcerate black people. People are beginning to notice that slavery still exists. Now, you can say that to certain old-timers, and they say, yeah, we knew we were never emancipated. And yesterday's show, I mentioned that if you are filling out an application, if you're going and asking someone for a job, you're not emancipating. You're not free. You're applying for a slave position. Now, it could be a well-paying position, or it could be something you just get by until you get something better. But no matter how you look at it, when you have truth on your side, truth, just one word, five letters, one word, truth, you will understand that you are black and you are a slave. You have never been anything other than a slave. When you realize that, it should temper you a bit. I'm not talking about hearing something. We're not talking about just hearing it. If you understand this particular truth, you will know better than to have children. Because there was a time that when the slaves, the full-on slaves, when it says full-on, they were still in chains and, you know, they worked 18 hours a day. It's a little better now. Still slavery, but a little better. But when they were having children, some of us in schools and in classes and doing lessons, it would just irk me. How could you bring a child into slavery? It wasn't as though you didn't see it at that point. You saw it at that time, back in the day, and you would actually push a child out and give your massa, a duplicate of what you are, to be a slave? So when they say that black people are three-fifths, they're not quite, they don't get it, they have some screws missing, there's some ticks, they got some ticks in their head, some blocks, something's missing. When they look at black people, and they said, something's missing. You guys cannot be human. You cannot be a human. That's something that you should think about. How could another set of people that look like you, the only thing that's different is coloration, if that's a word. That's the only thing. They're light and you're darker. How could you, this hell, of a plane, hell of a planet. It's flying through space. Everyone is on it. Everyone is subject to the laws of the universe. It's not as though darker-skinned people have a harder time at breathing or moving around. It's just everything. If it rains, it rains on the white man, it rains on the black man. The laws that govern hell, there we are. The laws that govern hell. It's the same for everyone. They are the same for everyone. So when you could have someone look you in the face and tell you that you're not quite all there, and the only position that you should have is to be subservient, to be servile, and you buy off on that, you acquiesce to that, you say, oh, okay, just give me my food and give me a place to live and give me some women so that I can get myself, you know, off. You know, you got to feed the beast, as they would say. You got to feed that beast. And just as long as I can do that, I good. And now, if I have my TV and my microwave and my cell phone and my women on the side, I'm good. I'm good. So you could be all human? Because how could it be that they could not have told that to the Indians? How is it that they can't tell that to anyone else? They can't move. They can't step to other people like that. So how come they can step to you, black people, like that? How come you were the only ones that could have been enslaved? Yeah, like we discussed yesterday, we're not saying that other people weren't slaves, but it didn't last. It lasted with black people. And that's how the white man got in on the slave trade, because when you're talking about 500 years of slavery, it was going on, it seems, even before then. But what happened in other parts, unlike in the islands and other places that needed the black people to create more stock, not children, stock, you know, let them do the dirty, and we need more stock, we need more people working in the fields, pick the cotton. So the black people in certain parts were allowed to do that, but it seems when you listen a little bit more and get more information, there were certain parts that did not allow black people to reproduce, and they would castrate them. They didn't want the black man to have a child, and then the child can say, well, I am a citizen of this particular state. I was born here. I'm one of you now. I'm one of you. They didn't want that. And they were called eunuchs. And I remember when I was, way back when I was studying the Bible, and you heard about the eunuchs, you always wonder, well, why weren't they having babies, and why weren't they doing, you know, what most people do? Why didn't they have sex? And, you know, you just wonder, and then every now and again, the bits and pieces come together. Every now and again, the bits and pieces will come together, and you hear that they were castrated. They weren't allowed to have sex, to engage in sexual intercourse, because they were slaves, and the place where they were located did not want slaves bringing children into that particular place. They didn't want them claiming land, homestead, nothing, zilch. So this 13th Amendment is back up again in people's consciousness, and it's being talked about. And I think it's something that every black person, no matter where you are, even if you are in Barbados and you plan to travel to the United States to live or whatever, these are things that where us, we didn't know. We just came up to the United States to work, and, you know, we didn't think we were being slaves, but now we do know now that that's what they needed us for. They needed us to work and build up America, and we do know that money is really worthless. It's just something they create, and they assign a certain value, and they got us to believe in the money system and the value of paper, worthless paper. So we're all part of that. We're all part of that. But it's something that people should check it out. You should try to educate yourself as to what states. Arizona is another state that you need to be careful with. Yeah, they're pretty prejudiced there. I know that firsthand. Portland, Oregon, you could have a problem there. They're saying, I lived in Florida for many years, but they're saying that not even in Florida was slavery abolished. So there are just certain things that you need to know, and you need to move. You need to move through life conscious. You need to stop being unconscious and realize that as a black person, many people think that you're not human. Even some black people will look at some black people and the way they behave and wonder, it's mind-boggling what you're seeing, what you're witnessing, and the color of the skin of the person doing it to the person that looks like that. It's mind-boggling. It's what manner of human is that? And then to have the audacity to put it into statutes and constitutions and amendments and bills and whatever law you want to call it, America had the audacity to actually say that they came in contact with a race of people that were not quite human, black people. So it's something to think about. It's something to get the truth of it in your psyche and hold on to it, because that's about all that you can hope for when you're living in hell, because the truth scares most people, but it's the only thing that would set your mind free. It sets you free. And part of that setting free is, I don't know if you're hearing about the stock market, but it's retailers, it's the consumers that prop up. Without you buying and spending, and every penny you get, you go there and spend it on crap. Without you doing that, there would be no stock market. The stock market is propped up probably by black people, mostly spenders, consumers. So these are things you have to look at. If you are a slave, if you are receiving a salary, keep the money. Bury it in the yard. Keep it somewhere. And keep it in your neighborhood. It doesn't make sense, just keep it, but keep it in your at least keep it in your neighborhood. Have a beautiful neighborhood. Create parks. Create recreational areas. Keep that money in your neighborhood. Build up your neighborhood. Speak to your neighbor. So there's a lot. There's a lot going on in the world that is quite damning. There's a lot going on that is quite disconcerting. And it's very embarrassing. It's extremely embarrassing to know that I am part of the black race. And this is something that I have to encounter when I go out, the fact that someone could look at me and think that I'm not quite human. So another reason I stay to myself and stay indoors. But, yeah, let's go on, because I want to talk about different things that were happening in Barbados. We are hearing that there is quite a stir about the sanitation contract. There's a white man, Busy Williams, that wants that contract, and that they're saying that there's a guy by the name of Anderson Cherry that he has the capability and the wherewithal to do it. And why would they even consider a white man? Because let's get truthful and let's get down to the bottom of things. Garbage is usually something that they are regulated to black people to do, right? Right? Garbage collectors. You don't see white people collecting garbage, but yet this white man wants to be obviously behind the scenes. He wants the contract. I'm sure he's going to employ black people to be on the trucks and to be driving them, but he wants the contract to be able to do this. And part of that contract means getting the police behind him, getting some politicians behind him, and it goes on and on and on. It's never ending. It's a never ending game that they play. The white people get all the money and the black people do all the work. But then again, in this particular instance, you can give the contract to a black man. Let him get some money to cushion him, you know, just how the white man who's asking for the contract, that's a cushion. He is a cushion. You know, he's not going to use all that money to keep Barbados clean. So it just makes him richer. So why not give a black man that contract? And the writer that wrote in the blog about hypocrites, and you can find what I'm talking about on nakeddeparture.com. And also, we have a chat room there, so you can hook me up there too. So, because, like I said, I have a genius that is working on my site, and it's really looking nice. It's come together well. I'm trying not to break any rules and regulations and procedures and anything so they don't take it down. So, you can go over to Naked Departure and you can read. It's a lengthy blog. I think it was 3 pages long, but it was written by a female, and she is very, very concerned about what's happening in Barbados. And she also mentioned that it's getting so blatant that they're not even hiding. There was a time that certain things were hidden. Certain things were swept under the carpet. They didn't speak of certain things. And at this point, at this stage, and at this point, the hypocrites and the parasites, that's what she called them, it's blatant. They don't even hide anymore. They're not even hiding anymore. And she went into some of the background of Barbados and, all the struggles. And I didn't read her blog, okay? But I saw there's a whole lot of comments on there, whole lot of comments. And they are supporting the blog, and they're saying that it's on point. And I invite you, because I was reading up on the 13th Amendment, and that took my time today, and I'm sorry. But you can go to nakeddeparture.com, and there's a blog, Hypocrites and Parasites. And if you want me to talk about it in depth some more tomorrow, I have no problem doing that. But, yeah, like I said, it was written by a female who's very concerned that the hypocrites and parasites are no longer hiding. And that's when they're no longer hiding, that's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. Then we had the public statement made by the Rastafarian couple who are being persecuted in Barbados. They have children that are being homeschooled, because we know that the Ministry of Pedophiles in Barbados, also known as the Ministry of Education, is some place where they do not want to put their children. They do not want to have their kids in the educational system in Barbados. So they invade sovereignty as the head of their household. They decided that they would homeschool the children, and they have released videos showing that the children can read. The children are happy. The children are loved. Happy, loved, and they can read and write. So there's not an issue that the children are not being educated. And again, that particular blog is on nakeddeparture.com, and you can see this particular couple in a very beautiful Rastafarian gear, get-up, costume, whatever their attire. And they're just two beautiful people looking after their children, and who have made a decision that the Ministry of Pedophiles is not for them. It's just not for them. It's not for their children. So that's it for that. I think we're running out of time. On Blog Talk, I am going to end the discussion on Blog Talk, and I'm going to move over because I'm still on stream. I'm streaming on other in other places. So thank you very much for joining me on Blog Talk, and this show will continue on the other end.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of this episode of Naked Departure Talk Show. If you would like to appear as a guest on the show, simply email our producer at nakeddeparture@gmail.com or message us directly from the show page. We would love to have you as a guest on the show. You can listen to a repeat of this episode at any time in the future. Simply go to our show page at blogtalkradio.com/nakeddeparture and follow the links. I would like to thank our guests, the discussion panel, and the production team. I would also like to thank the listeners for tuning in and giving us an audience. We will now leave you with the sweet jazzy sounds of Trade Winds by Alan Trotman and Jonathan Butler.